Now more than ever. Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at lowes.com/lowest price guarantee.
I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Jim McTague, longtime Washington editor of Barron's Magazine, now a novelist, drawing on his experience watching the last 20 years plus for Barron's Magazine. Right now, we're told that the market has had the worst first 9 months of a calendar year in 20 years. That takes us back to the beginning of the war on terror. However, there are themes here to follow. And Jim, you have a wonderful way of rattling off the statistics about how markets behave in a midterm year. We're now on the eve of October, which means all the campaigns are going to be out. The president's on the road. The parties are making great promises. They're blaming each other. What does that tell us about the stock market? What does that tell us about the road ahead?
Well, John, first I want to emphasize that I'm a guesser. I just happen to be a remarkably good guesser, you know, because I've been through all this before many times. I know what the odds are. I know what the patterns are. And if you go back through history, 87% of the time we have a midterm election, regardless of which party wins, you have a bullish market from sometime in October, at least through May, sometimes beyond that. So, you know, I'm playing the odds. I mean, this is a unique economic situation because we've had inflation before, but, you know, we haven't had Russia invading the Ukraine and blowing up pipelines. We haven't had China threatening Taiwan. We haven't had a pandemic. So there are a lot of variables that you know, really make this a hard one to call. But relying on the averages, I'm going into the market in October because I bet that we're going to have, based on past history, that we're going to have a good return on our stocks, at least until May. Now, a good return for me would be recovering what we lost or getting nearly back to the starting line in January of this year. We'll probably fall short of that, but clawing back some money is better than no money at all.
I want to ask, though, about circumstances right now in this midterm year. We have a major war in Europe. Over the last days, threatening remarks have been made by the adversary, Russian Federation. Within these last hours, the Russian Federation President Vladimir Putin has made remarks that are not entirely understandable or predictable, and they might not be rational, talking about the Anglo-Saxons attacking the Nord Stream 1 and 2 pipeline in order to undermine the infrastructure of Europe. It doesn't make any sense, Jim. But in any event, the mobilization, the threats, the annexation, all of that, that's unique. We also have a situation where in London, there's a new government, Ms. Truss and Mr. Kartung, and the market in London has been selling off for a week. There are emergency meetings in order to save in some fashion the bond market because they're worried about something blowing up. Now, maybe it's calmed down at the end of the week, but it's certainly been a wild bunch of headlines coming out. And then in Europe, the Germans are scrambling for energy. They're looking at a recession. The Germans are looking at a recession in 2023. I could go on. There are other states that are worried. And China, of course, is completely non-transparent. The property market there fell apart some time ago. Now Xi Jinping is going for a third term, closing down all understanding of what is ahead with the zero COVID policy. All of that is unique and threatening, Jim. Does that change your opinion of these next 9 months of a midterm? America's midterms seem, they're significant, but they're not world-changing events like some of these other events.
So Halloween has certainly come early. It's a nail biter. How I wish the Brits hadn't buried the Queen. What a nice distraction that was. but she's gone, and we have to face reality. I'm actually a little bullish on Putin. I remember Russian history. There was a battle during World War One, the Battle of Tannenberg. And if I recall correctly, the Russians got pasted. And so the army reacted by going back and killing the Tsar. So I think this is Putin's Tannenberg moment. When you see his own people, his men rushing to the border to escape the draft, that tells you something about Putin's hold on his own country. He better avoid the upper stories of his buildings. I think he's gone. As for the blowing up of the Nord Stream pipeline by the Russians, I think that's another positive because, you know, we are the fuel arsenal of democracy. And I think we've been very successful in a short period of time of getting liquid natural gas and gasoline over to our allies in Europe. Certainly, they're going to have a cold winter, and they probably won't have as much to turn up the thermostat as high as they would want to. But the United States has done a terrific job of getting a supply line started. So I'm very confident about that as well. And in terms of the midterm elections, I don't want to predict it. It looks like the outcome will be something like the Republicans control the House, the Democrats control the Senate, right. which equals
a very typical midterm election with the party out of power regaining the House in the first midterm. Yes, very typical.
Yeah, gridlock. The market loves gridlock. Because then the guy in the White House can't make any more crazy giveaway moves, you know. So there's some fiscal discipline imposed on both parties because of the gridlock, and Wall Street loves that. So all that's right. Another reason stocks will rally.
One more question, then, with 30 seconds: does the market have faith that Jerome Powell will stay the course on inflation and give us pain? 30 seconds.
Yes, they're scared to death that he will. So they do have faith. The unknown is, will Biden stand by Powell? I wouldn't hold my breath on that one.
Jim McTague, longtime Washington editor of Barron's, rally from October to May is the rosy scenario. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.